like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing.
Similar type of singer, right? Like yeah, all-timey. Yeah, yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Hi. what the fuck's how's it going, everybody?
Hard to work on your phone there. What are you doing? Are you tweeting and texting? What's going on?
Yeah, you know,
there?
I'm busy. You
setting
know,
updates?
Got a lot going on.
You and Bob Biggerstaff? Big tour? Barry Ribs?
Me, Barry, and Bob.
Barry and Bob. Like my three sons?
Why, because they're hip-hop?
No, it was okay. That's okay.
Alan Fuchs is here today, and Keanu Thompson.
Yeah.
I remember. Wow, that's pretty good. I didn't even check. Anyway, we're here to talk about. I was going to get Esther Koo to call in today because she's hosting a
EBN.
Yeah. When is that?
We're
Do you
going.
Know when it is?
January.
You guys are
January,
going?
Yeah. We're going to cover it.
We're going to go.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. We're going to see our friend Esther over there. You know?
Are you friends with Esther?
Yeah, friends-ish.
Oh, good. You know? So when is
I've known her for a while.
January, right?
January, yeah.
No, but what's the
exact date? Here, take a look on the fucking Twitter.
I feel like they've gotten bigger names in the past to host that.
They've had, Attell hosted it.
Yeah, Jeffrey Ross.
Norton's hosted it.
Right.
Schimmel.
Are you shitting on Esther Koo?
Well, not really, no, because
she
loves
plays it.
She
up that she's like a whore, you know?
So maybe that's what it is. She's got that whore
yeah, so
angle.
She's I don't like, feel like she whore, is. Huh? I don't feel like she is.
What, so she's playing up that she's a whore?
Yeah, I don't know anyone in comedy who's fucked her.
She's not a whore, but she's playing it up that she's a whore.
Except the business.
Except the biz.
She always acts like she tells everybody she wants to fuck me, but she hasn't even fingered me.
I don't feel like she would do it.
That's a good one.
She won't. She won't. She's just playing it up because she's Asian. She's like, I'm a little Asian kitten. You want to pet me?
She's hot, though. She's really hot.
I guess. I mean, is she hot?
Yeah. You don't think she's hot?
Not really.
You want to say that because you're wife or something?
No,
or?
It's just that she's not that hot. I said she's in a... For New York, she's like an Asian four.
An Asian four.
Where are you in New York City seeing an Asian four?
Turn over.
Have you been to Chinatown, K-Town?
Asian four.
She's not an Asian four.
Turn
she's
over.
Like five and a half tops.
She's an Asian eight.
Wow.
What?
New York City Asian eight. L.A.
Let's put it this
LA
way.
L.A. Asian six.
Okay.
No way she's an Asian eight here. I just saw a girl on a train.
Who do you see her is so hot?
I saw a girl, three girls on my in my car coming here. Mm. Two were better looking than her.
Maybe I only noticed the fatties. Maybe I only noticed the fatties.
Maybe you're hanging out in Chinatown a lot.
Well,
how many
much.
Asian fatties have you seen?
A lot.
I don't see any.
All
Asian.
Over the place.
They can't process dairy.
Everyone's a fatty.
Oh, she's hot.
She's really hot.
On.
If you're an Asian girl, she's hot. Even if
That's
you're
a
not,
picture.
She's hot.
That's a picture. Look at those fucking Dracula teeth.
Jesus.
Okay.
She's a little toothy.
Better to suck
January your... January 26.
Better to suck your brud.
Evian is at the...
Brud.
Brud?
I'll be here all week.
Stupid.
Evian Awards, January 26 at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Wow.
Covering for who? Your
show? Podcast. The Week in Sex,
you
Week in Sex
you can,
Podcast.
You write it off?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have, like, some sponsors and stuff, so it'll be okay. We'll be all right.
You guys should just do your whole thing. I try to get a... I put on my Facebook, I made a DiGiorno pizza last night.
Oh, yeah?
I saw that.
I posted it. I'm like, hey, I'm going to sponsor my show.
We should just do that.
Yeah.
We should make people sponsors, even though they don't want to be sponsors.
Can't you get like
reluctant sponsors?
You get like lube companies and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have lube companies.
That's
a big market, the lube company market.
Joe DeRosa used to make up fake sponsors on his podcast just to practice. It was always funny to me. He's like, he goes to a website. He's like, collegeeducation.com. It's my new sponsor, and you got to go there.
Did he make up the site?
You make up the site and everything. And
just so it
like,
sounded cool?
He goes, like, none of them are real. I just make
He don't have a family to feed, so he can goof around with sponsors.
Yeah.
All right.
I take it very seriously.
Yeah, DiGiorno's.
DiGiorno's.
Is that frozen pizza?
It's delicious. My kids love it.
I bet they do. Kids to Wendy's and stuff. You're like a real 80s dad.
How do you do DiGiorno's in New York City? That's like Olive Garden. That's like
you buy it at the thing.
So I think it's just like easy. Is that what it is?
The CVS, and then I go to the CVS. The train drops me right there. The kids like it. We get out of the house.
It's got depressed.
And they go, let's go get it. Let's get a DiGiorno. Oh, yeah. And then they love it. They fucking devour. I didn't even have any. They
it's
ate
not
all
pizza.
Of it.
It's DiGiorno's.
Huh?
It's not pizza.
Not delivery.
That's their slogan. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. You fucked it up.
Wow. Motherfucker.
Spending a lot. You really want them as a. You really want them as a sponsor. Pizza. Spending a lot of time talking about them.
It's definitely pizza, man.
Yeah.
By the way, who do you think? Which state is the fattest?
It's not pizza. It's DiGiorno.
It's not like, delivery. Horrible. It's DiGiorno.
Oh, I know. That makes no sense. It's not pizza. It's DiGiorno. What is it?
It's not a podcast. It's burning bridges.
Yeah.
It's like a better. Well, technically, it's a broadcast, but yeah, I think it's like it elevates it. Tombstone was big when I was a boy. My mommy would be late with her dates.
Tombstone is still big.
Is it still popular? Well, I live in Brooklyn, so I'm not going to get frozen.
We'll have a commercial.
That's a good single mom pizza.
Oh, yeah, it is great. Oh. Yeah,
when
exactly.
You're a single mom, needs to catch some dick.
I used to cut the
Tombstone.
Pizza with my my latchkey around my neck. I would cut the pizza with that, and I'd watch a black and white TV. Oh, look at that. Different Strokes is on again.
If only. Now you got it so good.
We're all so damaged.
I know.
West Virginia is the fattest state in the country. They just announced it. They just won, yeah.
The state bird is Ralphie May. Too soon?
That was actually pretty funny. Yeah. I would have laughed,
that's
but
the problem
I had
with that joke.
Right in my mouth. I didn't want to do a spit take.
Love a spit take. Speaking of spit take, my birthday's coming up in May. My wife's going to give me a spit take.
Wow. Well, how's it going with your wife?
Oh, I got in so much trouble Saturday. Oh, my gosh.
You guys can jump in on this. Yeah. Listen to this.
So what happened was...
Oh, he was... Let me set it up. Saturday, we were behind. We usually do our podcast, quote-unquote podcast. Yeah, speaking of podcasts, MLC, we do the... we have a Patreon at MLC. We do it every week. And this is the season of giving, so... You know, if you're a Kumia fan and you want to sign up for it's $3 a month and you get 3 free episodes a month. There's one free and then you get 3 behind that power of the Patreon. So you get 3 a month for $3. So it's $1 a fucking show. That's worth it. I actually listened to it because somebody said they didn't get it. Somebody said, I'm not getting it, so I get it because I signed up for it just to see how hard it was and then I get to listen.
You're paying yourself $3 a month?
Yeah, so I listened, and it was pretty fucking entertaining.
Yeah, man.
But anyway.
Good shows, baby.
Anyway, no, Adam's really good. I don't even hear what Adam says because he's not. I'm sitting across from you, and then Adam's over here. A lot of times I don't hear what he says because I'm not looking at him. Anyway, so we do it. So we can't do it on Thursday because it's Thanksgiving. That's when we usually do it, Thursday, and we put it out Thursday night or Friday.
You make more money doing this or stand-up now?
Huh?
You make more money doing this or stand-up? This. Wow.
So then he comes. So then we do it Saturday at like 5 o'clock, which for a comic is a very reasonable time. You know? For him, it's very late. Yeah. For him, it's like he's like 9 late? Deep. Okay.
Well,
he already had a bottle of rosé. He already had a bottle of rosé, and then he had some drinks on top of that while he was waiting for us, because he got there at 4, even though we started at 5. But it's all the blind man tricks. So like, didn't you say 4? So then he
pet
can...
Store? Is this a pet store?
Then he can get more drunk. So he's hammered, and he's like goofy. Dude, I listened to it. You're hammered. All you're right. Giggling like a schoolgirl.
No, I was having a good time.
Yeah, he's drunk out of his mind. Then he goes, we got a party of 18 back at my house. I go, what? He goes, yeah, we're having a dinner party of 18 people. I go, 18 people? You're going to be a disaster. Right. He goes, no, I'll be fine. I'm going to take a lift home. I'll get a little nappy in the car.
True.
Then he calls me yesterday. He goes, yeah, my wife really read me to Ryan. Because I knew you was going to be not good.
What happened was I got back to the house, and I have two small children, and there's always kids.
You're
have like
an alcoholic dad.
Yeah, the party. Right there. Yeah. I love to watch you dance, girls. Dance like little angels.
I wish he did talk like that when he was drunk.
I sound just like this. That's the
problem.
Yeah,
but you giggle at nothing.
Well,
and you can't stop laughing.
What's going on in my head that I'm laughing about? Yeah, you know, I'm like, I
can see you being
Holocaust.
A good drunk.
Oh God, exactly. Hilarious.
All my friends. But we live on the street in Park Slope, and we have two floors, and we have kids will just kind of come by our house, like we just, and they'll buzz and they come in, and then sometimes there's like 7 or 8, 10 kids in the house. Like, I don't know, I'm getting juice boxes out, like I don't even know what the hell's going on, but somebody, I looked around, my wife is downstairs, we had nobody in the house, no other kids in the house, just the two of us, and I knew where the other two were. My one kid was at a friend's house. I was at a friend's house. So my wife, I'm like, and I wasn't like sloppy drunk. I was like, I said, hey, I said,
when was this?
I don't know, like this
before the podcast.
Before the podcast, right? So it was like 2 o'clock or something. So I was like, get upstairs, let's get naked, and like, let's fuck, like, let's have sex. You know what I mean? Like, plus also, like, when you have two little kids, like, I have sex from 5:45 in the morning until 6 o'clock in the morning. That's my 15-minute window for any kind of intercourse, and it happens like once every 9 weeks. So it's like pathetic. So I never have naked sex, and I think my wife's very attractive. Glad my vision's not what it was.
So do I.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You have a picture. You
fucking
me three times a week. What?
No.
From 6 to 6:15.
I wonder when she goes, I'm taking out the garbage. I'll be in Jersey City. I go, what are you doing? So anyway, so she gets naked and we have sex. And then that night, I thought we were having a lot more people over. And so I got back from the podcast and some people canceled. And then we had a bunch of kids over, but we had just two adults, our next door neighbors. So it was like 8 people, but really only like 4 adults. So the kids were all upstairs watching the new, what's the one I'm thinking of? What's the Winnie the Pooh? Ewan McGregor.
Yes, can am.
You're going to watch Winnie the Pooh movies?
Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor prayed. Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin.
Yeah. Hang on, Christopher Robin.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Well, Christopher Robin. I bought $20 on iTunes. All the kids are upstairs.
I actually saw the Winnie the Pooh movie. I was waiting for another movie to start. I got there early, so I snuck in. There's nothing else that was on. And it was
so embarrassing.
It was so creepy for me to just sit there alone
really
watching
Winnie the Pooh. What's wrong with you?
It was a horrible movie. It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
The
new one with Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor, yeah.
It's disturbing.
I didn't rent it. Yeah, anyway. So I told my neighbors that we got laid earlier today, and I went into very graphic detail with our neighbors about how, like, my wife's vagina feels so nice, and she was naked, and I saw her tits, and I haven't seen her tits in a while.
This is on a holiday weekend.
She's holding up good, and
there's like a bunch of kids
hammered
in the house.
Upstairs, and
how friendly are you with the other
friendly
couple?
We're very friendly. Like,
the problem with him is when he gets drunk, he can't read the room because he can't see. Even if his wife is like that's inappropriate.
She's wincing.
He just goes on with it.
Yeah. At some point, I was like,
you're not reading visual cues.
I love,
you can't really see.
Yeah, it's not really your fault.
All she can do is kick him or go, it's not appropriate. But maybe she's too embarrassed to even say that.
At one point, I stood up, I said, I love coming in this woman. I just love, look at that.
Oh,
did you really do that?
Yeah. I said, almost 20 years together, and I love ejaculating in you. It's so much fun.
You come in
Happy
her?
Thanksgiving.
Oh,
you're going to stuff on a turkey.
Yeah, oh. She's 49. Oh. I want to make a baby with her. I want to see what that thing's going to look like. 49-year-old woman.
Is that what you said?
Yeah,
that was your tag?
All kind of shit. I know.
For real?
I said, you're going to be 50 in March. I said, I still come within like 30 seconds of fucking you. It's amazing.
Oh, man.
And the other couples just said, were they laughing at all?
Yeah, the husband.
You think they're laughing, but.
They're uncomfortably laughing.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're not comedians. They're not used to this.
And
they're probably like, what the hell?
But I didn't
want
to hear it. He was talking about the podcast, and I'm like, just, I don't want to hear about how they're like, him and Adam are going about, like, hey, if you get her on top, and then you do the horse.
I don't know how to fuck.
I want to hear about Esther Koo. Oh. I want to hear about her fucking.
She'll
I want to hear about
she don't fuck at
suburban
all.
Suburban housewife.
So how did it end?
Well, I don't really know because my memory is a little vague.
Really?
That. So I woke up in the morning on Sunday morning. And my wife is like, look, you really embarrassed me and like drinking is kind of killing me. And so.
Kind of killing her?
Yeah, so.
She drank?
She's really holding on to you, dude.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of killing me. It's
killing me.
She's trying to be so nice.
I'm dying on inside.
Yeah.
She went to fucking. She went running on Saturday. He drank a bottle of rosé.
Yeah.
And then the next day she was at spin class and he was drinking. Like, it's just embarrassing. They're living two different lives and she can't divorce him because I realize she can't divorce him. He's going blind. And even if they do shared custody.
Why can't she divorce him?
Because
he's shared custody and it's
going
to be a disaster. She don't want her two daughters with him. She's going to be up in Vermont with her new boyfriend who can see.
Yeah. What do you kids want to do today? let me show you the other guys that live in my group home.
She don't feel right leaving her kids with him and just for a weekend
she get
or whatever.
That, she gets that sorted out in court. Like you can
it's going to be a disaster. Yeah. And then she'll feel bad and then he'll show up in the court with his stick and the dog and the judge will be like,
That's a smart game. A lot of women stay with their men because they feel for them and they feel like if I just let him out into the world, he's not going to survive.
Listen,
no,
that's a smart move.
No, she's not a move. It's a fact. He's not going to survive. survive without her. He's playing
that's
it like,
his biggest selling point.
No, he's playing it like, I'll just do whatever, because what is she going to do? She can't really leave me. But she pushes it to the brink. Like, even on Saturday, I was like, man, you're really drunk. And I thought, like, if you just have to go home and, like, just shut it down. But for a fucking dinner party, I knew it was going to be bad. You can listen to the fucking show. I predicted it was going to be bad.
You just said it was entertaining.
Entertaining?
I had a similar experience.
What do you got?
I was booked for a Friendsgiving party in Jersey.
When?
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I had to go there.
Friendsgiving?
Friendsgiving in Jersey. They just friends gang together for Thanksgiving.
Not family.
And
so that's what I call Friendsgiving?
Friendsgiving. Yeah. So they
on you, Kevin.
They hired me to do stand up.
Oh no, they didn't.
I swear to God, they hired me to do stand up. I go into these people's
How many people?
House. Maybe like 20.
And they did they know you?
One person knew me.
They
one person
knew
me. She saw me do stand up. She knew. She saw me do stand up. Then she hired me for this party. And she's like, and I'm like, anything.
I'd rather suck a guy off.
Painful.
I mean, Friendsgiving.
It was so uncomfortable because I go up and I'm doing this material.
Where,
and
it was at their
living room.
It was their dining room.
Oh, no, did you kids on the dining room table?
Were kids running through?
It's good money. That's the thing.
All right.
And no, there are no kids. It's all adults.
Friendsgiving.
And then
no
kids at all. It's couples. Maybe like a couple of single people, and that's it. And they pay good money. What do you mean?
You should bring Keanu with you. She just sits there like,
she's seen me do crazy gigs. She's seen me do crazy gigs.
Backs of restaurants and like 80-year-old birthday parties. It's awful.
Horrible.
Terrible.
Did you do okay?
I'm trying not to have a day job. I'm taking like all these gigs.
Sure. Went by yourself?
I'm trying to make money from stand-up. I went by myself, yeah.
You always got to bring an opening act for that.
I should have brought her. She's a good opener.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
But Nick Novicki, like a little turkey outfit.
Yeah.
Just picture your wife dying inside.
So, man, it was so painful. And she's like, you could be dirty, whatever. I'm like, you sure I could be dirty?
How long you have to do?
She wanted like at least half an hour.
Wow.
No, you hear the thing. They think, first of all, if you're at a comedy club and you're a little dirty, that's one thing because it's the context of the
right.
comedy club. And then, but when then they bring you to your house and you're dirty and nobody else is laughing because it's inappropriate.
Here's the problem. They're laughing, but some of them aren't laughing.
Did you eat their food?
They're grimacing. I ran out of there.
Oh, okay.
I really wanted to eat their food, but it was uncomfortable.
I'm shocked you didn't eat all their food.
I didn't have time. I had another spot.
Do you have a car?
I had a car, yeah.
You just jumped right in your car?
I just jumped right in my car.
Did they pay you in advance?
No, they pay me afterwards.
With a check?
No, cash.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What did they say?
So nothing, like she was really nice and everything, but I could tell, like, you know, like they didn't understand, like, you can't, I did dirty because I thought maybe they were that kind of group. And it was like, as soon as I did that, I felt like they're like, who's this guy just talking about, like, you know, like a blowjob from a mental patient in his car? Like, why is he telling us about, like, you know, like how his father attacked him with a family dog when he was jerking off? Like, all this stuff.
Sounds like a good bit.
Sounds like a rough childhood.
Sounds like a rough childhood. Remember Danny Thomas?
But some of them laughed really hard, but other people, like the women, they weren't expecting a comedy show. So you have like these women who are like, you know, they're more erudite. They're not even like erudite. It's just
Where
like.
Where was it?
They're classy women,
Where
and they don't
it?
Want it. It was in Jersey. It was in South Jersey.
Oh, yeah. How far south?
It was like about a 2.5-hour drive.
For real?
For
real, yeah.
In Atlantic City?
Four?
Yeah, it was. I could look it up, but whatever. It doesn't matter. It was like about 2.5 hours. It was a hike.
Wow.
Would you get 500?
Yeah. I did really well.
Okay, good for you.
Really
well, nice. Yeah. At least you did that.
It's so weird they would bring you
I mean, I get
there.
Rich people hire me for shit like this, you know?
Embarrassing.
They will?
They have. Yeah, I've done
Where do they find you? On your website?
They see my stand-up and, you know.
You don't know how to act around people, around like rich people.
I'm actually good with rich people.
Grew up like.
I don't know how to act around poor people. Because I get really afraid for my future.
They're awkward. Like, they're awkward.
Yeah.
Any of those private shows are awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, I do them sometimes now, and it's just like, because even if a guy hears me from my show, like, he might want me to be, like, crazy, but then the rest of the people are like, who's this, what? What's he talking about?
Yeah, and it was a surprise.
And then
so they didn't even, like, you know.
Even better. Great.
The people that bring me are all laughing real hard at the beginning, and then after a while they're like, hey, everybody.
Did you do any crowd work?
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, but even that's uncomfortable.
Sure, it is.
Because they didn't know it was going to be stand-up. So it feels very attacky. You know, it feels a little aggressive.
That's why you got to bring an opener.
Yeah, I'm going to bring her next time.
If you get money, you got to bring an opener.
Yeah.
You cut into your profit margin a little bit. But then you can see what the kind of crowd it is. And then you can blame it on the opening act. Like, hey, that opening act.
Before. Yeah.
Sorry about that stupid cunt that was up here before, folks.
Stupid cunt. Ooh.
Spell it with a K, though.
Thanksgiving.
Keep it clean.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. This stupid cunt is very funny.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
Friendsgiving. Yeah. Friendsgiving. I never heard that. Friendsgiving.
You never heard of that? That's a new thing now.
Friendsgiving.
Because no one. People now, like millennials, Gen Z, they don't want to go see their families. They're not as close.
Also, it's because then they don't have to do anything to do with the turkeys and the pilgrims.
Yeah, they just cater it. You know what I mean? So
I didn't do anything for Thanksgiving. I sat in my apartment.
You didn't even go. You didn't do the thing.
I already told you yesterday on Saturday.
I'm blackout.
Oh, my God.
I told him all the details. He don't remember anything. I sat in my apartment.
Okay, it's coming back to me now.
Is it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I sat in my apartment. My family was somewhere else. It was a very...
They left you?
No, well, they left on Wednesday night. They went to my sister-in-law's house. And I had a gig Wednesday night, and then I thought if I woke... You know, I got home late, and then if I wake up on Thursday, I got to take the train... And I'm going to have to go to their house, and then they're going to come back early anyway. So, and they're all dark people.
Yep.
So I can't just sit there and, like, not do dishes, like, sit around like they're all working for me. Hey, bring me some more dark meat. Right. Actually, I'd say bring me some more white meat as the joke. Uh-huh. Nobody else, since I'm the only one eating the white meat. Keep it coming.
This is the best meal I've ever had.
So they were going to leave at like 3. They're going to leave at like initially they're going to leave at 4, and I'm like, if I go at 12, it'll take me 2 hours to get there, and then, you know, so I'll be there for 2 hours.
It was 2 hours away.
Trains, man. You got to take the train.
Holiday train schedule.
Yeah, the holiday train schedule.
Holiday train schedule.
So I'm like, I just sat there. There was football on. It's not like Christmas. Christmas, if you're by yourself, you do get kind of, well, you're a Jew. So I'm saying Hanukkah, if you're by yourself, those 7 days. No, but like Christmas, I've been by myself on Christmas. That's not good. But Thanksgiving, it comes and goes so quick. You know?
I celebrate Christmas more than Hanukkah in my life. I'm always with a Christian girl.
Hanukkah's not a big important holiday in the Jewish religion anyway. It's kind of
my parents hated me, so nothing was important.
Okay. Hated you or hated?
Yeah. They weren't giving me gifts, you know.
That's
like
not true. Why did they hate you?
Everyone feels
well. My father hates my guts.
Still?
Yeah.
Why?
I try. It's not easy, you know.
And he's in Massachusetts?
No. They're moving there. They live in Jersey, New Jersey. Yeah.
They're retiring to Massachusetts.
He's just a very angry guy.
What's he angry about?
He got into fist fights all the time. He's one of the tough Jews.
Okay. You should get him on the show.
You wanna? Yeah. You probably do it. He's been waiting to tear into me for a long time. Okay. He said he's gonna surprise me at one of my stand-up gigs and just hijack the show and start yelling about me into
so
the mic.
What did he do for a living?
He was a cab driver and a limo driver.
Jesus. Yeah, I'd love to have him on.
Like a real blue-collar Jew. I had no
he
idea.
Went into fist fights all the time with, like...
His cab?
Yeah, people didn't pay the money. He'd beat the shit out of them.
Tony Woods. You
the partition, he went up and just bam, and close it.
Yeah, you throw a punch and you close it. That's not fair.
No, come on.
You're taking the tunnel or the... you want to take the West Side Highway?
Tony Woods said he was on the Grand Central Parkway. Where is that, in Queens?
No.
Yeah, Grand Central, yeah. Anyway, he was going to LaGuardia, and he got into a fight with the cab driver, and they were stuck in traffic, and he was mad at the driver, I guess, because he was going to miss his flight. They started getting into a fist fight. Another car had to break it up. Another car got up.
Really?
Imagine a guy fucking cabbie.
Wow.
And he still was late. He missed the gig. So he didn't learn his lesson, but a black comic being late? Come on.
That in sickle cell. It's the curse of the people.
Woo!
Wow.
And how about the diabetics? Yeah. Diabetes. That's
who needs
black
feet?
People?
That'll slow them down.
My grandfather went to jail. He was also a cab driver.
Your grandfather went to jail?
Yeah. He was like trying to pick somebody up at the airport, and another cabbie cut him off and stole the passenger from him.
Sure.
And my grandfather
back in the depressed 1920s.
1920s stagecoach
was fighting over everything.
Yeah. So he came out.
Ooga, ooga, ooga.
It's my passenger.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He just had a chauffeur.
Right. Exactly.
So he goes out. He comes out of his cab, and he had a lighter gun that looked like a realistic gun. And he taps on the guy's window, on the other cab driver's window. It was like, these people are mine. And the guy's like terrified.
People are like, he's ours.
He's like, those are the rules. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we'll go wherever. Where you go, wherever you want us to go.
Whoever's got the bigger gun.
We're open to any destination at this point.
So the cab driver runs away to security, and they lock up my grandfather.
Wow. Just for having a fake gun?
But you can't have a fake gun to point at someone like, I'm going to kill you.
Oh.
Huh.
Lesson learned.
They have a lighter. People carried lighters around them too. You know, he's probably like, yeah.
They would always carry around weapons in their cabs. Yeah. Both of them. Yeah.
You have to, sure. Yeah. Well, they were shooting for a while. They were shooting all those livery cab drivers. It was like a gang initiation, remember?
Yeah. Shoot a cab driver?
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, it was like they were getting shot, mostly livery cabs. Those remember back in the day with the livery cabs, you get out like. Remember when I used to live in Queens, I'd take the last stop to the 7 train, and they would charge you whatever, $30. And right. I'd be like, well, let me out. He goes, no, you're basically trapped. They would just charge you whatever the fuck they want. You didn't even know if it was like a real thing.
Yeah.
He just says like, yeah, where are you going? He was in the fucking line with the other livery cabs.
My dad was like the opposite of like a racist cab. Like he would go, he would drive you anywhere. Wow. And then if you didn't pay the fare, he'd chase you down and beat you and take the money for the fare.
When I was in a gang, I was in Malibu.
He'd come home with, like, bloody knuckles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He would?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
And your dad, oh, that's all he ever did was a cab driver?
Yeah.
I had bloody knuckles once when I fisted a boy in the Vietnam.
Limo. Oh,
boy.
I was in Vietnam.
Oh, boy.
I was on vacation. It's kind of the thing you did. It was $10.
Like how he just kept up in the ante.
Brian, you're kind of killing me, Brian. You're kind of killing me.
My father is watching the side of the hut.
I fisted a kid in Vietnam.
A boy,
also
too.
Also, my Syracuse ring in him. I know.
He was probably happy about
Syracuse?
That.
Syracuse?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a thing.
He hawked it, I'm sure.
I want to impress girls.
Broadcasting.
It was a boy of 34.
Go ahead, caller.
What you got?
Best Friendsgiving story.
What was that?
Oh.
Robert.
Go ahead. I think that was a drive-by.
Jimmy? Okay. Well, that fucking derailed the show for a second.
I think that was a drive-by.
Oh, you think they dropped
the N-word? He's no racism.
Is that an N-word drop?
Maybe.
All now, please don't.
No racism.
We're trying to clean up the show here a little bit. Hashtag.
What's NFM?
No fucking NFM.
Whoa!
Guys. Jesus!
What are we doing? What are we doing here? Jesus Christ.
And it's a bad word at Free Monday.
Oh! Yeah.
Oh.
That'd be a good t-shirt.
Jesus.
No wiggers on Wednesday. I hate those white guys that come on. Like, fuck the free world.
NFW.
Don't reference anybody.
We got a fan in the audience. I can't see him either because that's I keep forgetting.
This guy looks familiar. Who is this guy?
Who are
your name, pal? Hi, David.
Why do you look familiar?
Are you up for a double anal at AVN? Is that why you're here? Yes. Meet the, you're going to do their podcast next week?
Are you the boy he fisted?
Oh.
Hi,
David. Put your prostate out like a ripe, like a piece of melon.
So after your wife, was your wife mad today too, or you didn't see her
today?
Fine.
We went out to dinner last night. They went to the Broadway show yesterday evening. And
you fucked her since?
I have no, and that's like February.
Sad life.
Well, you know what though? You talk to any married. I love my wife very much, and I'm actually kind of okay with how shitty my sex life is because I jerked off 4 times today before I came here.
You're a liar. You're lying.
Lying.
All right, well, then
not
tape,
lying about
then
that.
Tape it on your phone and then time
you.
Code it.
Why would you lie about jerking off 4 times?
Why are you jerking off 4? Why is it got to be 4? Why can't it be 3? Was it in Vietnam?
I got a 735 in. I got an 820.
Garrett, do you believe he jerked off 4 times?
I find it hard to believe, but I mean, he's set a precedent. Yeah, like, he's come in for 3 years now. It's saying 3 times.
4 times today.
Definitely
he's very very peppy.
How many times between the two of you, how many times did you guys jerk off today?
0 today.
Not yet.
Zero. If my girlfriend's away, I can maybe get 3 in. In a day.
Like in a day,
in a whole day,
I'm
16
done for
hour
the day.
Period.
I'm not going to go 8 times today.
I'm not going to go fuck a boy in Vietnam.
No, I'm not. I feel like a weirdo.
Yeah. I feel guilty jerking off in the daytime. I feel like I should be like working or doing
shouldn't
something.
You get stuff done?
Yeah.
At night I can. My wife's there, the kids there. I like my new thing is exploited college girls.
Exploited college XXX. Meaning what?
Yeah, it means it's like a website. The same guy that owns Backroom Casting Couch also has exploited.
That guy's a genius,
girls. Isn't he?
I still fall for it every time. I go, she's not going to do it.
Wait, Brian,
cooperate.
Would you just listen?
No, I have an iPad Pro, and I put it like this far away, and I look like Brundlefly when I'm jerking off. I kind of hold it like this, and I fucking play with my bits.
Good for you. You got a system.
I have a system.
This technology is so advanced.
Or like in a chair?
No, I lay down.
You're like an
easel. This technology is so advanced, his iPad actually comes on his face.
That's right. That's right. Although I have jerked off once to gay porn by accident. I was like, because I like
it was not an accident.
Four times early today.
Four times.
Four times.
Accident.
You know, it was gay porn. Your daughters told you?
No, I was. I like girls with short hair, and I was watching, like, I googled amateur threesomes, which is, I enjoy that kind of thing, you know? And I like to watch two guys really give a girl a rogering,
they're amateurs,
it's like a fucking,
none of them are amateurs, it's all bullshit.
I know, that's what I'm saying, they're tested, like the Olympics, to make sure they're amateurs, they do a urine test.
No steroids.
No, I like cell phone porn, too, that's
what does that mean?
Like, they shoot it with their iPhone. Like, you shoot, like, you're fucking a girl with your...
And somebody's done that to me before.
If you hear, like, Britney Spears playing in the background, you know it's amateur.
Yeah.
Because a professional would have to pay for the rights for
that's
those songs.
Right.
Dude, here's how you know it's amateur. When the porn star's baby is crying in the background. That's... and no one's tending to it.
It's like when a dog wanders through the shoot. Seymour Butts was always famous for that. Like, they'd be fucking, and all of a sudden, here comes, like, a Rottweiler. Or that Christy Mack, the one that got the shit kicked out of her by that guy. War Machine. Remember that whole story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, she would always...
I was trying to get a threesome with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you and the quest
My girlfriend had, like, a connection and she was trying to do it, but...
Wow. You ever fucked a porn star?
She didn't jump at it, surprisingly. I've had the chance to do it. She was a former stripper, yeah. Used to be a stripper.
So...
She,
what did she transition into from stripping?
Sober companion.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What does that mean?
Remember...
You help people get and stay sober.
Oh.
It's kind of like rent a friend a little bit.
Yeah, Artie Lang had one of those for a while.
He fired her.
Yeah.
Artie Lang.
He turned into a junkie.
And that worked out great for him. I don't know. Where did he hire that sober companion?
Party with me or I'm going to fire you, sober companion.
I think he just went to Port Authority. It was like, hey, you want to help me not do as many drugs? And he's like, all right, whatever. Yeah, that sober companion must have sucked. Like, I feel bad for whoever had to work with them, right? Because
I don't know if he got. Did he really
get I don't know. Anyone could stop him.
I know. You know that Nighthawk in Williamsburg? My buddy runs Nighthawk. It's a movie theater. And Artie Lang came out and, like, did some kind of something for some kind of comedy thing. And he said, like, the sober companion was, like, 10, like, literally was, like, 10 inches away from the entire time. Yeah. Artie's like, I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be back in 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Dude, we did. We
a long one. I'm bringing a Sunday paper.
Real constipated.
Yeah.
In my nose.
Spoon in some matches.
He, what do you call, I think we did a show with Artie. In Pennsylvania.
Yeah. In the Poconos.
Oh, God. He went on stage, like, bleeding nose. Yeah. And just, like, it was so bad.
He closed that show?
Yeah.
Sure did.
That's
horrified women, like, we're walking out.
Yeah, kind of. It was a little rough.
Fans will stick through it, like, because he'll go through, like, a rough patch because, like, you know, he's a little out of it. And then we'll get him back. You know, he's like, he's
he'll
a bro.
He'll just talk about stuff they want to hear, you know.
Yeah, and they're not going to, you know, I don't think he's for all people.
Yeah, but the mistake he makes is, I know he's in rehab now, so I don't know. I think he's in rehab and they let him out for gigs because that's according to his
Dumbest
Twitter.
Dumbest thing in the world.
That's according to his Twitter, that's what's happening. But he shouldn't be closing these shows anyway because if he does it with Levy and Voss, and these they should be closing. He just goes up, then they're happy to see him. I mean, there's no pressure. And then he lets a professional comedian close the show, you know what I mean? Because you can't – in Artie's condition, he's unreliable.
Artie should stop doing all that. Just go away for a while, you know? Don't do any gigs.
But he says
don't
he
do anything.
For
the
money
you
now,
can.
Right?
Broke, yeah.
Yeah, but also I think he wants to – maybe he'll get – whole. You know what I mean?
What?
I don't know, maybe he'll get some, you know, I think Artie likes the adventure of it. Maybe he'll get some heroin somewhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You ever do heroin?
No.
Not yet.
Either one of you? No.
No.
I feel like I'm doing it now, though.
Just being in your presence is like heroin to me.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
I just wish your wife was here sitting sadly in the corner. Sitting here sadly in the corner.
Is that guy really a fan? Just showed up?
I don't know. I guess so. Yeah. Hi, David.
Look how happy he looks.
Right. David, you live around here? Or you?
I can't.
Oh, nice. What town? Nice. They got a BLT steak up there. Motherfucking steak.
He probably has money. Do you support the show? You pay on Patreon and all that stuff? Oh, yeah?
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you, David.
Ask him what he does for a living. I can't even see him.
What do you do for a living, sir?
IT.
What?
IT.
Yeah. Oh. Did you really have to ask? You couldn't tell?
I can insult the one fan.
kidding. You're not a nurse. You're
tacky. Be like, hey,
cool.
It's like you with your crown work. You know what the lady's about to pay you.
Anyway, how about taking a turkey leg and shove it up your pussy?
Okay. It'd be funny if we just
should have opened with that.
Stuff that wasn't even funny. It was timely. Yeah,
exactly.
So relevant to the gig.
Yeah, yeah. How about that football game? It's crawling with you know what.
Did you bang over the weekend? Did you have any sex?
You?
Fuck my wife. I fucked my wife one day. I can't remember day.
I do. I'm on your website.
I can't remember.
You do a lot of positions?
What night did I have sex with her?
I think it was Friday.
Oh, no. You know what she did? One night she texted me. I actually said this in my act. I go, my wife just texted me. She goes, what time you done? So that means she's either pissed at me or she wants to fuck me.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I was like, what is she pissed about? But it was the holidays, so she could be pissed like I'm not there. I think it might have been Saturday.
Yeah, I think so. You think she's in a foul mood?
Joke work every time.
Good God.
Well through January, we'll be looking for these things.
Then I get home, and then I get home, and then I hear some noise in the back room, in the bedroom. So then I'm like, so sometimes she wakes up when I come home, and then she goes to the bathroom to, you know, whatever, because she's old, you know?
Yep.
And then so then I went back to the bathroom myself, and then she's like, she goes, why don't you get in bed? I was like, what?
Uh-oh.
And I fucked her.
Yeah. How long?
She's about 7 inches hard.
You're 7 inches?
No. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Including balls and asshole.
No one can really verify.
Like
it
a 10-minute thing.
No, I lasted pretty long because I was in my. I usually don't have sex when I do after I do stand up, so I was a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah.
I think I started talking to her.
Hey.
I was like, hey, where are you from? Some crowd work.
When you came, you go, I'm dropping the check. Check spot.
Dropping the check.
Ugh.
I think she came, though, or she faked it.
Yeah. Wow, look at that.
Over a certain age, they can.
I suppose.
Yeah. What age did you have your first orgasm?
When you're like a kid.
When you
do it yourself.
Oh,
yeah.
You like to play with yourself as a
Did somebody help you? Did your mom tell you how to pleasure yourself?
Sure,
you just figured that out. How did you figure it out?
Family friend, some kind of uncle.
I come with the guy I'm with now, but like we do a lot of like anal. I never knew I was into that at all.
You get like you're fucking the ass.
All the time. Like this morning.
You come getting anal.
Yeah.
How? Where do you come?
You like
play with your see while you're getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah, and then
but you can't
switch seats.
Good God.
Oh, there was a. Remember,
she asked me to sit here.
Remember,
this is as much of a restraining order she could get.
Remember porn star Kobe Ty?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was in her for a while, and she would get fucked in the ass all the time. She'd be like, I'm coming again. And I was like, I know she's faking, but because she wasn't playing with herself. She acted like she was coming from anal.
You can if you're a dude because your prostate's there, women. But I didn't know, I had no idea I'd be so into anal. I don't know. It's a new part of my life. That's all that's really going on.
It's kind
of
gross.
Your pimp's always like, what am I going to get some?
No, you don't like anal.
No, I don't like anal.
No.
Why? What's not to like?
I don't know. I never got into it.
I just feel like a big, gigantic fucking black dude when I'm doing anal because she's like, oh, it hurts.
Yeah, it does, kind of.
It hurts so good, though, right?
Yeah.
You use a toy or do you play with your pussy?
I have both.
Oh, wow. You're really out there.
Yeah, but we're fucking a lot right now, so.
Her Instagram is like, it's gross. It's constant, not. Like, her in bed with a guy, always after they fucked.
Is it a black dude?
Oh, no.
Well,
he's like half Trinidadian.
He's Trinidadian and Polish.
When he fucks you, you go, who's your Trinidadian?
Good stuff.
I'll try that.
He's a comic.
E-Rock, can we use that in the best of clip? Trinidadian? Who's your Trinidadian?
Trinidadian.
And he like spits on me and like stuff
he
like that.
Spits on
yeah,
you?
But I love that. I don't know.
He spits on you when he's
like in
anal.
Your mouth.
Anal?
Your mouth?
Yes.
I make my wife spit in my mouth.
I've only seen that in porn. I never had somebody that like does it.
I'm gonna throw up.
When my wife's on top of me, I always make her spit in my mouth.
You see, it's fun,
really?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh God.
I don't want that.
What do you mean? Oh God.
You man? Fucking.
A minute. I don't know.
Spit in my mouth? That's nothing.
Really?
Yeah, that's nothing.
Is it loogies or just like spit?
Do you kiss a person? Yeah, it's just spit.
But I kiss somebody.
So I feel
his name is Harry.
This is what's appalling you?
It's the same. What's the difference?
I don't know. To me, if especially you missed or something.
I'm eating my wife's ass. Why do I care if she spits in my mouth?
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like I would rather eat somebody's ass than spit and take their spit in my mouth. Unless
David, what would you rather do?
She's a bearded Jew with daddy issues.
Eat an ass, then have someone spit in your mouth? Yeah.
I can see him eating ass.
On girls? Yeah, you look like eating ass.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, please call her.
What's with the callers, man?
Oh, we do. We get no more calls now.
Oh, okay.
I guess everyone's back to work. Back to work.
Are all their PCS cards expiring at the same time?
Did you live with this Trinidadian guy?
No.
So he's just like a booty call.
No, he's we're.
It's her boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
She's a boyfriend, which sucks for the podcast because now it's just like one dude. And
we might
like,
fuck
no
it up.
Cares.
We'll see. We'll Game see. On. I'll fuck
Where'd
it
you
up.
Meet him? Is he through comedy?
He's a comic.
Don't say his name.
You're gonna say his name.
He's half Trinidadian, half Polish.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's more Trinidadian than Polish.
Yeah,
dreadlocks?
No.
He doesn't look Polish.
Me love the kielbasa, man.
He doesn't sound like that.
Kielbasa
either.
All night long, and he do the curry
That's one of his impressions. He does impressions.
Lord have mercy.
He does?
Yeah. He does a killer Obama.
Does he look like Obama?
No.
A little bit.
Is he? What color eyes does he have?
Brown.
Does he have
so he's brownish?
I think.
He's brownish?
Yeah, he's like tan. He's
Too busy
tan.
He's spitting in him.
Yeah, he good spits in my eye. I can't see him.
He's good looking now? You had your eye on him for a while before
no.
Stars.
No, I didn't think much of him before.
His penis more like
we
a
just
Polish
fucked
penis?
Before, and then he was like, "You're." It's like, and then we didn't talk for a long time, and then now just.
Oh, you fucked him already, and then this is the sequel.
No, we're like together, but.
No, but you fucked him before, and nothing happened. Then
we
you
fucked like one time drunk at brunch, like during the day, and then I didn't think anything of it, like after brunch.
Right on the table.
Look at her. Are you that shocked she's at the brunch?
She's like, let me spit some eggs Benedict in your mouth.
Oh, no.
You like mimosas in your anal cavity.
Oh, good God. With my earring. Don't worry about it.
No.
See if David's laughing.
Oh, boy.
David's having a good time.
You okay?
One guy to walk out.
Yeah, look at that watch on David.
So now IT's paying pretty anywhere? Good. Does he take anywhere? Like to the movies?
We went to the movies. We went to the spinning. We went to the Empire, top of the Empire State Building.
Oh, my God.
A lot
this
of
is
money
like a relationship.
Yeah. I know. It's embarrassing.
So beautiful. Does he text you a lot? Like, how you doing?
No, he doesn't bother me too much, which I just did. Yeah.
Is he an older gentleman, younger gentleman?
He's you're older than me.
So, I don't know, 48?
27. No, I'm 26.
Like in your world, everyone's 48.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. So, is it
you're bearded like, and you're 48.
Right.
Is his penis more like a Polish penis or a Trinidadian penis?
It's like half and half.
Same as brown and white? Or like
what are you trying to ask?
Like a Neapolitan?
He's probably circumcised, right?
No, he's. I don't think he is, no.
You don't think he is?
No.
You've never seen him flaccid?
I don't want to say.
What do you think?
We might know who he is.
Yeah. You can identify him by the penis?
Detail.
Does his name rhyme with a Sherrod Small?
Oh, my God.
So, hold on. Do you let him bareback you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's,
of course.
They're doing anal. You got to put a condom on for anal?
At that point.
You ever see Philadelphia? He better. He should have.
Did you see that that was last week a guy was fucking a pony and he would put a condom on.
Yeah, cuz he was afraid to get horse STDs.
Yeah.
That's
responsible.
What do you mean?
He's doing it right.
Can you fuck with a condom on and could you fuck a horse with a condom on? Wouldn't you lose your erection?
Do you need like a step stool to fuck a horse?
I just love that means it was premeditated. That he had all this time to not do it. Like he's waiting online.
It's obvious the guy's
he still did it.
It's obvious he's a little unstable, okay? Let's just speak, all right? I don't mean to nag you. Am I being Philly?
Stuff works every show. Yeah, I know it's coming. I still fall for it.
We're having some unbridled fun here.
Oh, my God.
Would the horse get mad if he wore a lambskin condom? Because it's a...
Cheat on it?
No.
That would be a smarter move.
That's ridiculous.
that would be less
gross.
Can't
get any horse skin?
Yeah.
Well,
here's the whole thing about sex. It's a mess. People, you can't. I mean, if a guy wants to fuck a horse, and what Comey was saying last week, he goes, the animals never seem to mind. So why are people really that mad?
Dude, there's a village in South America. Do you see this on Vice?
They showed the thing, and the guy was, and everybody fucks the horses, and nobody cares.
How do you fuck a horse? Where is it?
You just do it from behind.
Yeah, but you have to like stand on something.
No, you get a little horse, and then maybe a little Tom Cruise standing thing.
I just don't understand like the logistics.
They'll show it. They'll show it to you.
Do you have a picture of that?
No, they have the video.
Imagine how great they'll be. Like you're going through customs, the guy's like, "Purpose of your visit?" You're like, "I'm here to fuck the horses,
all your horses."
I mean, can you imagine the sex tourism over there?
Oh, God.
I'm going to do cocaine, fuck horses, and, I don't know, buy some pottery.
Right this way, sir.
Exactly.
Oh, they need the tourist.
Yeah, it's good money, I guess. You know, well, there
Why
is.
Where else would you go to Bolivia?
You can. I'd love to go to Cartagena, man. I did some cocaine in Argentina. It was fucking unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Argentina.
But, yeah, Argentina. It's so great. You should visit Argentina because it's dirt cheap. And
cheap horse fucking.
Well, no, I was a little unstable. I'm not going to do it again. But no, I didn't fucking mean it.
That's what he was doing the other day. He would tell a story, and then he goes, "Did I tell you guys the one about the?" Yeah, I'm like, "Yeah, 15 minutes ago." He's on a loop. His head.
It's like a drunk loop. Yeah, so I've been in that loop.
Yeah, you
stays at a bar for 15 minutes, and he goes to another bar, does the same routine.
Yeah,
they think it's a rough life.
Yeah. So
my landlady gets like that.
What part of town do you live in?
In Queens, in Astoria.
Okay.
Whenever I go to pay the rent, it's like you're there for fucking hours. She's on a loop.
Yeah, she's telling you the same story.
She smacked me and grabbed my ass.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Greek? Live in your building?
No.
Who likes Greek? Building. That one right down there.
Greek?
Right. Greek. Anal sex is Greek.
What?
It is.
I used to put a hairbrush.
You made that up.
No, they call Greek. No. Anal sex is Greek.
Yeah, they're like, on, say, like 1,000 years ago, because the Greek men used to fuck each other.
Okay.
Can we get any more dated references?
Thank you. I'm 26.
Do a Byzantine Empire reference? You want to talk about the Bronze Age?
Greek. Look at my, like,
really ruined foreplay is the Iron Age. Cooking with fire really killed
the millennials. She can't get her. She won't get a reference before 1980. Right. And you're going into like.
How many guys have you fucked since you've been to New York?
Here. Probably 50. I don't know. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. That's enlightenment.
See, that was great for the podcast. And now it's like, I don't know what to do.
I'll fuck it up somehow, I'm sure.
Are you upset with the Trinidadian? Can you guys keep it open a little bit?
No, they're in love.
Oh, really?
We're both crazy. I can't believe you fucked my cousin.
I took you to the top of the Empire State Building, and I put my dick in your shit pipe 3 times last week. You do this to me now, you're dead to me, girl.
Oh my God.
Has he ever done any? He's a big impressions guy. Is he?
Yes.
Impressions during sex?
No. Well, it's a little porny. It's like he's like
He does. He does a great George W.
It's a lot of like. Yeah.
For real, he really does impressions.
Yeah.
In this day and age, he does impressions.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Really good. They're fucking really good. Yeah.
People think he's a hack, or is they?
No,
cool?
No, not at all.
Is
what
it
do you
the black
think?
Guy from Police Academy?
Not black.
He does sound effects.
Does he do? He does jokes too.
Yeah, lots of them. He doesn't only do impressions. Yeah,
he does.
He doesn't do impressions when he's like fucking me or anything. No,
he starts out doing jokes and then he transitions into impressions. Like his act.
Yes. It's like it goes back and forth. Yeah. He backs up the impressions with jokes. It's not like he just stands up there
he's
and
so
like
so in love. Do you hear that?
Maybe he can get on SNL if he's biracial and he can do impressions.
He's that good, yeah.
He's on the road to that.
You're like Yoko Asho. Anybody?
Who?
Yoko Asho? Yoko Asho? You know,
come on,
Yoko,
man.
I don't know. Put it out there. I don't know.
He's not
all home runs. What are you going to do?
Do you even know? You don't know who Yoko Ono is, do you?
I do. She comes to my restaurant all the time. Oh, I've met her.
She does?
Yeah.
Does she shriek?
She can barely fucking walk. She's like this big and you have to like carry her in.
She's little, right?
Yeah.
Who's she come in with? A big black dude for security?
Like a gay assistant.
Right. Yeah.
Who carries her in.
That's probably what John Lennon liked about her, that she was like so tiny, you know?
It's so weird that he ended up with her.
Oh, she's a spinner.
Have you heard her new music?
No, it's just like she literally broke up the band, but she's such a like. Even her tweets now, I always retweet her and mock her because it's always like you can do whatever you want. It's like your husband's dead, says like money's not. I'm like, just shut the fuck up. You never worked a day in your life, and you're filthy rich because your fucking husband wrote a bunch of songs with his buddy.
When
you're living off of that shit.
The fact that she has any ego at all, but that's like a lot of comedians. A lot of comedians have an ego, and they should have zero.
Yeah, that's why I didn't have a son. That's why he's not a comic.
Yeah,
the comics. Every comic that you deal with, they have this ego.
Dude, there's so many douchebags. Like you're at a.
No, it doesn't matter.
At a certain level where you don't have to deal with some of this bullshit. But like,
no, I'm saying it's like it doesn't matter who it is. I don't even know the guy, and the guy can just have this attitude like he's great, and you see his act, he's like a piece of shit.
Horrible.
Okay.
Horrible. Yeah.
It's part of the job, though. It's like strippers. They all have this fucking thing like they're hot, and a lot of them are just disgusting, you know?
Especially, but that's what it is. The hot stand-up comics have an ego, and it's like, guys, you're not that fucking funny to have an ego. You suck. You're not that brilliant, not that great.
You have to have a little ego just to get up on stage, but then they think, and the worse they are, the more fucking, like, defensive they are.
You get their asses kissed, you know, a lot of, like, some of the, like, the agents, the bookers, they want to fuck them. And,
I just got the new Mike Birbiglia.
Kiss the right asses.
Every month he does a different photo of Mike Birbiglia. And,
is it a real thing? You can't even see.
In March, it's just him with the
Do you hold it up like this?
And jerk off? Yeah, like,
hold the shamrock in front of his dick like this.
Oh, my God.
It's March.
Mike Birbiglia.
Calendar. That'd be funny.
That'd be funny. Christmas calendar.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah, every month he has his hair a different way, not combed.
Yeah, exactly. It's all kind of picked this way or picked that way.
He's always like, because he's doing a Broadway show, and I'm like, is he combing his hair for the? Because I've never seen him comb his hair.
That's his shtick.
On Broadway now. Is he still kind of schlepping himself out there? It's like, oh, I didn't know the show was at 8. Sorry, I didn't get a chance to comb my hair. Even though he's a fan.
I tell you, when I was backstage with my dear friend Jim Jeffries just a week and a half ago,
dear friend,
in the green room, backstage.
I feel like that's not mutual. Yeah,
that Russell Crowe character, he's put on some weight. My goodness, great! This is what we call Hollywood Minute,
right?
That's
what people are tuning in for.
Smith Hollywood Minute.
Yeah, I'm jealous of the time period you came up in comedy.
Me?
Yeah, because you didn't have to deal with any of the bullshit.
All I had was
talking about.
Oh my God!
It was Jack,
so much better. What do you mean?
Mort Saul,
Ed Sullivan. You know, come on.
Laureland Hardy.
Vaudeville. That was such a great. You just go to the Catskills, you make a killing.
Luke Costello.
A weekend at the Catskills. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I bet.
It would be funny. I would walk by the. When I used to work at Boston Comedy, I couldn't really get spots at the Cellar yet, like in the early 90s. And I walk by, I go, who are these? I would look at the lineup on the board. I'd be like, who the fuck are John Stewart? He's overrated. Louis C.K., he'll never be anything. Dave Attell, he's a fucking Jew. Sometimes when I look back, I'm like, it was kind of a good lineup, you know, Dave Chappelle, Ray Romano. You're like,
kind of.
Pretty good. Pretty good comics.
That's the thing. It's so hard to guess. It's so hard to guess, like, who is going to make, because it's not about, like, the funniest. You don't quite know.
It's kind of about something.
But back then, it feels like it was. Back then, it feels like it was about the funniest, and now it's almost like what they've done with music, where it's just like,
you got to market yourself. Yeah, but now every comic just wants to, they think it's all about branding themselves. Like, if I get a hot Instagram thing, but it's really not. Go ahead. What do you got? What do you got from the outside looking in?
I used to work in a kitchen with Mario Batali in like 19.
For real?
Yeah. I was a sous chef.
And he just raped somebody?
Probably.
You're like knee deep in Asian pussy, right?
I was selling. It was a place called Cafe Tibet.
Did he sodomize you with his clogs?
But he would always sit there with me. And you know, the reason why he made it big is because he married the, you know, Coach Farm goat cheese. You know what I'm talking about? Like the little thing of 4 ounces of goat cheese thing. Anyway, the person that sells that shit owns, her parents own Coach Leather. So she's like a gazillionaire, and she had a farm in the Catskills, and she would go. There was a time in the early 90s, this is really getting boring, but every restaurant had like a roasted beet salad, goat cheese on top of it, and it was like a salad. So she sold him a bunch of goat cheese, they started fucking, but we were in the kitchen together, and he was like, I'm going to open a bunch of restaurants and be the New York number one chef in New York. I was like, you're not going anywhere, you ain't doing shit, big fat stoner, and look at him now. I mean, now he's disgraced. Look at him 3 years ago.
I know.
It all comes full circle.
I know.
Yeah. Exactly. Garrett, are you waving your arms? I see something happen over there.
I was just cracking my knuckles, but thanks
for
helping
out. All right, hey, I cracked my knuckles 4 times today, but nobody believes me.
Oh.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Nothing?
Hey, Low Life Gang. It's OVO Cool Cat here.
Hey, the kid from New Mexico. What's up, buddy?
NFW.
Yeah. So what I was going to say was... you guys know that one porn star, that girl that fucked that guy in the library?
Oh, yeah. I know. Remember her. She's hot.
Who?
Kendra Sunderland.
Yeah, yeah. Kendra Sunderland.
Oh, yeah.
Fucked a guy in the library.
You're my number 5 today.
Yeah. Oh, really?
She's only fucking black dudes now.
Oh.
For real?
Yeah.
Because
pretty
of the
much.
Because of the Me Too thing?
That's why. That's feminism.
Because of the NFL kneeling?
Right. She's trying to support the Black Lives Matter movement. It's like Aaron Berg's bit, Black Lives Splatter.
Black Lives Splatter.
Yeah, she's on Blacked.
For real?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about doing that too, then.
Right. Too. They look like they have a good budget.
Yeah. I don't think I could ever fuck a white girl ever again.
So what do you got, buddy?
Oh, I wonder if her boyfriend ever left her because of that. Well, anyway, no, what I got is, yeah, she was, I was watching a video of her because I was doing some research.
Sure.
And she was fucking this black guy, and there was, like, rap music blasting in the background. It sounded, it was like some
oh, wow.
There you go. Too. Yeah.
Look at him.
I was wondering, yeah. do you guys ever, Kevin or Brian, do you guys ever
oh, that's Keanu's boyfriend. I recognize him by the dick.
Up.
What did you say again? Sorry, was that again? Oh, I didn't hear that. Sorry, one more time, please.
Oh, yeah. Do you or Kevin, do you guys ever blast rap music when having intimate time with your wife?
Yeah, but only DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
This, what about you, Kevin? With
yeah, because my kids love to be woken up to fucking hip hop while I'm banging their mom.
I sit alone in a four-corner room staring at candles, dreaming of the people I dismantled.
Oh, wow.
You just made that up, or is
no,
that
a rap? No, mine's playing tricks on me by the Ghetto Boys.
Oh, look at this girl. Who is this?
Yeah.
That's Kendra Sunderland.
Yeah. Oh, she looks like a youngster.
I play a lot of Two Live Jew during sex.
Oh, yeah, good. Jesus.
Remember that? Yes, yes. Two Live Jew?
Sounds like Esther Koo. Yeah.
Oh, she's on the line.
She is.
He's fucking her so hard, she just turned
later.
Asian.
Thank
you.
Bye, all right, LBO, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that's a girl who became famous just by getting naked and masturbating in a library. Yeah.
What library was it? Penn State or something?
She was a college girl?
Yeah, I masturbated in a library. Not the same reaction.
Nobody cared.
No, they cared. In high school, they cared.
Masturbate homeless men. I love how like there was some problems in the library with like homeless guys like watching porn and like jerking off in like the library. It was a big problem in New York for a while at my local library.
Yeah, because they used
books,
their phones.
White.
But they use their phones and they jerk off?
No, they don't have phones. They have like...
Internet. They go on the internet.
Like laptops.
They don't block it?
Now they do.
Now they do. Plus, you can get around. I don't care how much of a hobo you are. You're like, I'll get around this month.
I can get on a moving train. I can get some porn in a library.
I'm more Tron up in this bitch. Tron was a movie from the early 80s.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Hey, Esther Koo, everybody.
Esther Koo, your number one.
Esther Koo,
your number one fan is here. He thinks you're an Asian eight.
Well, that laugh just pushed her over. It's a nine.
Who's there?
Alan Fuchs.
Oh, what's up, Alan?
What's up? What's going on, Esther? Long time no see.
Nothing much.
Now, can I ask you a question? I heard you're hosting the AVN Awards. Who are you co-hosting it with? Usually they give you, like, a porn star or somebody. Do you know?
I do know, and I already met them, and I saw them naked already.
Wow, what's their name?
Bailey Rain and Romy Rain are my co-hosts.
Okay.
And then the trophy girls are Athena Ferris and Gianna Dior.
Mm.
Oh.
Esther told me a really good story. I don't know if she wants to tell this story. I'll leave it up to her. But can you tell the story about Amy Schumer and you?
When did I tell you that story?
Once we're waiting for the subway.
I don't remember what you were talking about.
Okay.
She can't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't lose the gig because Amy Schumer.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I read it. Kevin, I ran into Adam Hunter, and he was like, oh, I heard you're hosting the AVN. Don't start doing porn. And I thought it was really good advice.
Adam Hunter, I always go to him for advice. Anyway, so are you going to, so you have to, like, do jokes, or you just have to host?
I'm just hosting. I'm, like, presenting, you know, stuff there.
Best double anal or whatever.
You're going to have to be super slutty?
No, it's like super like classy. Do you want to be my date?
Yeah, but why?
You're going to be there, Esther.
Yeah. I think you should make a sex tape. You should make a sex tape of your own and then play it there like a funny sex tape where you're like, maybe like you're jerking off and then people keep coming over, your phone keeps ringing or the doorbell. It's like you... Like something like you're so busy you can't even. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, like balloon animals anyway. Out of your vag.
Because you're gonna have to do something where like because you play it up that you're real horny. You always want to fuck everybody, but you don't. Maybe a video where you fuck a horse. You know, just to mix it up.
Well, Ron Jeremy.
That fucking horses is illegal in this country. You have to leave the country to make that video.
Well, I've got some miles I can give you.
It's something. I think you should make it. Just play it up that you're a whore, that you're real slutty, but you're not. But they don't have to know that. Just on the video, just right.
They do know that. That's why they hired me. But I wouldn't make a sex video because I don't want my pussy to be blurred out.
Because Asian, Japanese porn, they blur out, they pixelate pubic hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you fucked any comics?
Besides Kevin? No. Oops.
Uh-oh. With the other 24 hours in the
day. Oh, hey.
Hey. Cut her off.
You know, like, I can see, like, even the thought, like, gave Kevin, like, a twinkle in his eye. You got, like, a little...
She wouldn't... She don't... That's the thing. She talks like she wants to fuck me and fuck everybody, but
she
don't... She don't fuck anybody.
Yeah.
Esther, you got to make a video. You got to make a video. Because you got to make a video of something. Huh?
Yeah, but, I mean, I masturbate in private. I don't, like, do it on camera.
No, but that's why you got to do.
You're leaving a lot of money on the table, Esther.
Yeah, you don't have to fucking. You don't have to like. I don't know. Someone have somebody that you know come over and video you jerking off. Yeah,
fuck Robert Klein or Bobby Slayton or something. Just get one of the old guys out there.
That's gonna be a messy gig. Are you? That's gonna be such a messy gig hosting the ABNs.
Is Bobby Slayton alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still alive.
His wife's not, so don't bring it up.
Oh God. Don't use that in your pillow talk.
It's amazing he's still alive. That guy smokes so much.
He does?
Yeah.
Smokes what?
He's like the worst anti-smoking.
He smokes
Oh,
cigarettes?
Bobby, I'm thinking of, who's the other guy who
Bobby.
Smokes a lot? He's like, he talks like that.
Dom Irera?
No.
Chad Zuma.
Yeah. Who?
I met your best friend, Chad Zuma.
Yeah, do you guys know each other, or you just how'd you meet?
I met him at the Improv. I didn't know he was so fucking short.
Don't bring that up.
He's a little guy. Nice head of hair, though.
What, does he sit on a booster seat when he's at Compound?
Not telephone book.
Well, you're not tall anyway, are you? So what do you care?
Well, I know, but compared to me, even he was short.
She thinks her boyfriend might be gay because, and I said, is Asian women are the gateway to homosexuality, right? Because they have the same body type, no tits, no ass.
The guys,
I fucked Asians, and I haven't gone gay.
I use that on
my only. Oh, I just did. He grabbed my dick.
Oh my God!
Did he grab your dick?
You went for it.
Oh boy!
Hey, so you think he's gay still?
He might be.
Why? What?
When she asked,
they don't live in the same city.
Oh, he's like a long distance guy.
Yeah, but I think he's gay because he's really clean.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point.
But his body's clean.
That's not necessarily true. I live with Tim Dillon. He's not clean.
That's true. Tim Dillon breaks all the rules.
You know, all the rules.
It's like, Esther, I kick up. See you next weekend. He's like, it's okay. Don't worry. You just stay in your town. I'll stay in my town. Don't sweat it, Esther. We'll get together soon. I'll eat your pussy or whatever. Gross.
We're a dental dam.
Yeah. It's fine, honey. Stay.
No, I think he's gay because he always wants to put it in my butthole.
Mm. Oh, well.
Is that a gay thing?
No, then we're sitting with Paul Lynn over here.
It was probably... I picture she has a good butthole. I picture it's not hairy or anything.
Wait, Esther. Yeah. Esther, that's the only reason you think he's gay? Does he talk about, and has he kids though, right?
Yeah, but I'm always paranoid because he wants to put in my butthole.
He's not gay, but I'm saying, does he want to date other, you guys, I don't even know, you guys, you live in Los Angeles still?
Yeah.
And he's in Florida.
Just check his browsing history. Just see what he's into.
So, and he's fine with that?
Yeah, man.
He's probably gay. He's probably fucking some guy on the side. What, don't you think, Keanu, that
he's
like, long distance? You're waiting for us? Like, how often do you see him? Like, once a month at best?
You might be his beard.
How long's the delay on this phone call? So what?
What is this?
We're ridiculous. Talking to somebody on the moon.
It really is.
Esther, we're going to see you out there. We're going to be covering the AVNs for the podcast.
Yeah.
You are?
We are.
We're coming.
Oh, I want Kevin Brennan to be my date.
Ugh.
Let's bring him out there.
Let me clear with my wife.
Bring her. Yeah. You can all come.
Hey, just say it's for work, and do you have a suit?
I don't have a suit.
He's a 38 regular. I'll lend it.
What are they? Are they paying you money?
Yeah, they're paying me money, and I could afford to bring you as my date.
Yeah.
Can you get our guest credential to go backstage and stuff?
Oh.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
That's a no. That's a Hollywood no.
Wait.
Jesus Christ. You know that guy, Adam Hunter? He does weddings. He officiates weddings. And there's a video on YouTube where he officiates a wedding, and he does it as a roast. And this guy fucking attacks him during the wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy who's getting married?
I think it's like a groomsman or something. Oh. Like, he was like going into the crowd, and the guy just like goes right after him during the wedding.
Esther, how'd you get the gig?
Barry got it for me.
Barry Katz, top agent. Manager.
Barry Katz.
How's Barry's house?
Have you had him on your podcast?
No.
I mean, radio show?
No, he said he wants to do a phoner. I don't like phoners, so it'll just be awkward. How's his house?
We're doing a phoner.
Yeah, but you're not my only guest. You're a call-in. I'm Larry King, and you're calling in. Wait, how's Barry's house?
He doesn't have electricity yet.
Okay.
Oh. You're going to have to fuck Barry at some point?
No.
Hashtag me Jew.
Me Jew, he said. Yeah, I got it. I get everything.
Great catches.
All right, so Esther, I would bring a little bit more pizzazz to the AVN Awards than you're bringing to this fucking phone call. No offense.
What are you going to write? You're writing jokes for it? Or are you just going to do a regular act?
I mean, I'm writing jokes for it.
I think you should really do some kind of thing. So you're going to have to make porn star jokes? I still think you should make a funny video about how it's like you're so busy, you can't, your boyfriend's, I don't know, something about you. You're going to have to show some skin. You're going to have to show what kind of a whore you are, because they're all whores. And if you go up there just acting like you're better than them, it's not going to work. So you got to make a funny video where like someone comes on your face or something like that, a dog's, something like that.
Do you want to volunteer?
Yeah. No, shut the fuck up, you whore. You're going to ruin my marriage, you fucking Asian homewrecker. Hang up on her.
I think Barry Katz gave her the same advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got a great one for you. When you come out, you go, hey, I don't recognize any of you with your clothes on.
Yeah.
Fucking place will go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Go wild. Yeah.
He can write for you.
I'll write for you, Esther. No, you hit me.
What's the biggest award? What's the big thing that everybody wants to win?
Best New Starlet.
Oh, that's the one? Yeah.
That's the one that everybody wants to get. Or there's like Best Oral, I think, is a really nice award too.
Yeah.
Best Oral.
Or Best Prolapsed Anus. Ugh. That's always a good one too.
You should do a segment called Oral Report, and you just show right?
Right. Just a bunch of
dicks. Yeah. Ah, we're just spitballing. Hang up on her.
Esther, good luck, okay?
Esther, good luck. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I gotta go. My food's ready.
All right, go right
okay.
in.
Okay.
Bye.
Later, you'll be hungry again.
Barry Katz.
I think you give her that $5,000.
They have to give her something.
Yeah, probably.
Harry's always working it.
Yeah, at least $5,000 for that.
Yeah, it's a Hollywood thing. They can't. Yeah, they got to give you some money after your agent and your manager. You're left with nothing. Taxes. Yeah. You're left with nothing.
Ron Jeremy a hand job.
Got to get $10,000, man.
I told you, when I went to the porns I shot, the first one with Tara Patrick, I walk in the living room and Ron Jeremy is just like fingering this Brooke Bell was the girl's name, and he says she's squirting fucking whatever pussy juice or urine or whatever
urine.
Squirt is.
Blood.
Vomit. This squirt. What is squirt?
Tears. It's piss.
It is.
It's not piss. It's not piss.
They say it's different.
It's different.
Who's
they? What's it taste like?
They.
It tastes like a 5-hour energy drink.
It tastes like a Gatorade.
Is that good?
Yeah,
didn't
great.
You guys do a taste
on a lot of taurine in it?
About yeah, this,
we
right?
did a scientific study
it's
here
totally
in the studio.
Piss. It's totally piss.
It's not piss.
It's 99.8% piss.
Well, it doesn't smell like it, and it doesn't. I don't think it tastes
Alan
like it.
Not that
I taste
bro.
A piss, but
and it's 0.2% mellow yellow.
0.2% like ejaculate.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
Mostly piss.
Yeah.
Mostly anyway. Piss with a little ejaculate mix.
I was like, Ron, I'm like, could you take this outside, please? You're getting it all over your police officer.
He did take it outside?
He just like, well,
the
she
street?
Was, she made her come. He was like, he told this girl, Brooke Bell, he's like, I can make you come in like a minute and a half. And she was like, have at it. And so I just came and he's jackhamming her and he's holding her by the neck and he's like whispering and biting her ear. It was really.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I heard he likes to bite. He's banned, I think. Or isn't
he
banned from all the porn?
Yeah, he
from
can't
AVN
go to AVN
and all stuff?
Anymore.
That's what I heard.
He did something. He me-too'd somebody or something like
on
that.
On Jeremy?
Yeah.
You
porn.
You guys want to look it up? See, yeah, something happened. He's not, you know, he's been accused of some
stuff.
Meet
you somebody in porn.
Yeah, porn star didn't wait for a yes.
Can very easily, dude. The new porn stars are very into. Sorry, and very into me too. After you grab my dick, I want to hold you.
Right ahead.
They're really into. They're super. There's some ultra feminist porn stars.
Yeah.
Who are very sensitive about Me Too type things.
Like Joanna Angel has always been like.
We know her too. Ron Jeremy getting banned from AVN Awards, groping people.
Yeah. See.
It's like Dave Attell.
God,
he does not look like Dave Attell.
That is so rude for Attell.
See, that's a guy who should grow a beard. He needs to cover more of his face.
I just see him in the rainbow all the time on Sunset in L.A. He was just always, he lives in my friend's building.
He likes to be out. He likes people to recognize him.
I'm the hedgehog. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway. But, so I'm wondering, you know who you know who I like? I like Brandy Love. You like her?
Brandy?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the milfy kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of got a little bit of a shovel face.
Shovel?
Shovel?
Internet, she's real hot.
It's a whole new like insult.
She's a little, her face is a little flat.
Yeah.
She's like a MILF. Her body's incredible. I think she's like 50.
I don't like fake tits, though. And all the porn stars have fake tits.
Not anymore. The ass is really having a moment.
It's a very nice way of saying horse face.
Ass world right now.
I think it's definitely fake. Be politically correct.
It does have a shape.
They're the fakes. Who cares?
Ass. I don't have the same feeling of
a white girl with an ass?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Shovel face.
Yeah, she's pretty good. A little bit older.
Yeah, a little
she's
bit
good.
Older, yeah.
That's disgusting.
She's doing the black.
It looks like your wife.
Enthusiastic.
How about you like her?
What does your wife look like? Blonde.
Your wife looks like her?
My wife is a sturdy Filipino gal, 63 years young.
What?
No, my wife.
It would be funny if your wife was all mad at you. We met her. She's like an 80 year old Asian woman. He's like, oh, it's okay.
You love me, but I don't love you no more.
Like a 90-day fiance situation.
Oh, boy.
She's just like this old woman.
Yeah, right. Well, she's going to be 50 in March. She looks really good. I'm like, wow. I'm getting to my wife. I'm like, you're going to be 50. Because when I was single, I used to fuck this escort, and she was 47. She looked great. And that was like the oldest woman, and now I'm past that.
Some of the best sex I ever had was with older women.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because they know how to work their vaginas.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's just like super enthusiastic.
Mom, right? You love your mom.
I never fucked my mom.
But I'm saying you have a mommy thing where you want to have sex with your mom.
No,
see, I don't have that.
Thing
I don't want to have sex with my mom. You do. I know you.
I don't even like the. I don't even like fucking in the same house. You know, like I don't like the smell of that.
I think you love your mom because your dad was mean, so your mom was nice to you, right?
She wasn't that nice.
That is so creepy.
You definitely want it. You definitely have a thing for mommies.
Thank you. No, I know. I just like a woman, an in-shape older woman. My mother is 67 years old, so it's like that's a little too.
It's almost the same age as your wife.
No, my wife's going to be 50. I watch mompov.com, as we all know, and I like when they go, I'm 33, it's my first porn. The minute they go, I'm 52, I'm like, back.
You seem like you like pregnant chicks, do you?
I do an engagement.
Yeah.
I like it because their skin is warm because their blood is pumping for two.
Oh, that's
there's a
fucking
viscosity
gross.
In their pussy juice. It's like thicker. You know what I mean?
How are you? You talking about porn or in real life?
No, I've never seen it. I fucked up my own wife. I'm a member of the 9 month club. My wife is
disgusting.
9 months. I didn't eat it.
That's gonna be Ali Wong's next special.
Who's Ali Wong?
She's gonna be pregnant and fucking. That's what
her whole act is.
Yeah, her whole act of being pregnant.
Oh no,
two specials.
You're supposed to fuck all the way through. My gynecologist told me that.
How deep did you get in there with your wife?
I think I got in pretty late, but after a while, it's just like disgusting.
Yes.
It's a big stomach, and she's like, my doctor said you're supposed to keep fucking me. I go, well, let her fuck you. Disgusting.
The medical reasons for getting laid are really no good.
Although it helps
something. The labor delivery, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I've got such a huge dick that my wife was in labor for about 6 minutes. A little mug slid right out.
His dick is so big the baby was actually holding on.
Holding on like Batman in the 60s. Yeah. He came down the fire pole.
Yeah. My kids jerked me off as I was fucking my wife.
That's a threesome of all ever.
Oh my God.
That a Roman holiday
that's
in my house.
That's a two for one.
It really is.
Oh, go ahead, caller.
What do you got? I love it.
Hung up after that. I was like, oh.
Uh-huh. I like when we
too
either
much.
Way. It's a no lose situation. If we got a call, our calls suck, but you know, for a while they were good.
We had that angry guy that would call
it. Yeah, but now we got just get OVO calling. Hey, I'm in New Mexico. I'm making some meth.
That's
true. It's all echoey. His phone's all echoey, like he's outside in the mountains in a desert.
Burners everywhere.
Yeah,
he's trying to. He's in a van. Sudafeds.
Jesus.
In a Breaking Bad van.
Yeah, exactly. You guys ever do meth?
No,
it was either
she did.
Yeah, it was no, it was crack.
What do you do?
Crack?
It was an accident. I didn't know.
That's how you met your boyfriend?
You smoked his.
He likes that about me, though. It was best night of my life. Crack was great.
Yeah. So what did you do? Tell us. Give us.
They gave it to me. Actually, I can't tell if it was. It was like a manager of like a rooftop that I was always at. He's like, I just acquired something. He told me it was Molly, and it was.
You smoked it?
No, it was meth because you ate it.
You can't really eat meth, though. Are you sure about this?
It was. It was meth or crack. I can't.
Meth gummy bear? You can't eat crack.
No, it's a crystal. Because you have to smoke crack.
Yes.
No, we didn't smoke it.
You have to smoke crack.
It was meth.
Okay, so you
yes.
Eat a little piece
of
meth.
It was meth, and it was the best night of my life.
You were like,
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yay.
Drugs. I think drugs are fun if you can just do it once in a while. You know?
I wouldn't do it again. I don't want to die or anything.
Because you're like, holy shit, that was crazy. But then if you get in the habit of doing it, then you're Artie Lang. No
meth.
Disrespect to Artie.
No disrespect.
Yeah, we're 100% behind him in his quest to be clean.
Yeah.
It's never ending.
We love that. He's a lovable fucking.
I love that dude.
He's a lovable oaf.
Great. Yeah.
He's a lovable oaf.
With one nostril.
Right. And, I just think you're playing Carnegie Hall a couple years ago, and now it's, you know, it's amazing how that happens. You know?
I mean, it was a while ago, to be fair. It wasn't last week.
Years. That's fair enough. Do you still do any drugs now?
No, I don't do drugs.
Nothing?
What do you do when you...
I drink.
Okay. Like, when you're with your boyfriend, what do you guys do to... You guys drink?
We drink a lot, yeah. Okay.
You don't... you're not smoking anything?
I smoke cigarettes. I don't like weed. It's. I think that's a lame culture. It's gross.
I'm with you. You shouldn't smoke cigarettes. It's terrible for you.
I know, but it looks so cool. Yeah,
it is cool. It is cool when a woman smokes cigarettes.
Yeah. Detective.
I don't want to have, like, gray skin, though, so I'm going to quit. And it grosses you out.
That's really bad.
I know.
Non-stop.
So anyway, so
he's like your dad, right? He's like your New York dad.
No.
No. Why would you care if it grosses him out?
Because I'm with him all the time.
We're around all the time. Yeah.
I saw you guys on a McDougal. I see Alan. And then you're right next. I'm like, I've never seen them not together. She's like, I have this other boyfriend. I'm like,
we have the podcast.
Huh?
We have the Week in Sex podcast.
No, but that was
we
at night.
We do shows together.
That was at night.
We're always doing spots together, but there's no sexual attraction there.
Well, that's good.
Thank you.
I wasn't looking for you to say that, but all right. Thank you.
I'd rather fuck a mulatto than fuck this hump sitting to my right.
I'm not Trinidadian enough. My Obama impression sucks.
I'm not saying you're not attractive. I'm just saying.
Oh, you just say you wouldn't fuck him for money.
Yeah. Grow some cornrows or something.
Oh, my God.
Yo, Rastafari.
Y'all are thinking the wrong thing here.
Now, women always think it's funny if they go, yeah, I would never fuck him, you know? I mean,
she said that about a bunch of guys, and then she fucked them.
Well, who?
I don't know.
You fucked a lot of comics, right?
That you said like weren't good looking, and you fucked them anyway.
Because you're just bored. You'd be like, this guy's talking to me. I'll fuck him.
Like,
yeah,
like,
and then and drinking and like I'm like, fuck, whatever, it's fine.
I feel like if we were both single and we were drunk, something could happen. I wouldn't want it to happen.
No
God
way.
Forbid. God
no
forbid
way.
A young
I would
fuck you.
I wouldn't do it.
Maybe I know a lot of young comic girls that want to fuck you. But
really, who?
Oh,
why don't you give him the
tell
name?
Tell me, I want to know.
When I had a three.
Why do people keep this a secret from me? This is the only thing I want to know.
The one that
Caitlin
I
Bailey.
There's one that I had a threesome with. That
she wants to fuck me.
Yes.
Oh, I know she wants to. Yeah.
But sometimes
I'd fuck her.
Sometimes they say they want to fuck you, and then they don't. Because women like to throw it out there, like I want to fuck that guy, but then when it comes to it, they don't fuck.
I never say it, but I'll do it.
When you fuck these guys, are you just hanging out with them? And then you're like, does a guy make a move on you? You're just the two of you left at a bar, and you're like, I'll fuck this guy.
Mostly
come on, Christian
that.
Finnegan.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Woo! I don't think so. Yeah, that's what happens. So, yeah. Drinking, then you get in a cab, and you blow him in the cab. And
blow him in the cab?
I got a blowjob in a cab.
Yeah.
Actually, what was his name?
From a girl who looked like Esther Koo.
Really?
I had an Asian threesome. Yeah.
Why was there three people in a cab? The driver?
No.
I don't always do that. That's just a move. Yeah.
I was like, listen, I can't pay the fare, but I know this.
Pull out your dick, round eye.
Pull out that Trinidadian dick. I had an Asian threesome. It was great.
Asian threesome.
Yeah.
Both Asian?
Both Asian.
Wow. Yeah.
In a cab?
Well, we started in the cab, and then we went to her house.
Wow.
And they were like, you have to get a condom. So I went to get a condom.
Yeah, I would just leave.
Like, go get a DiGiorno and bail.
Like, yeah. You've had you fucked Sarah Silverman, so your standards are a little higher.
No, it's not that. I'm just like, I'm not putting a condom on for anybody.
Never use a condom.
No, I did, but I'm like, at this point, I'm not. It's like, fuck it. I'd rather just jerk off my own hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you finish,
so I go to CVS, and they're waiting outside, and the fucking line, as always.
Oh, yeah, no self-fucking checkout.
Ever. No, so they didn't annoying. Have checkout. It was so fucking, it was like down or something, and then like.
Should do steal them.
It should. At that point, who would convict me? So I fucking have the condoms, and like there's an old lady in front of me. The two Asian girls are waiting for me outside, and the old lady is like, do you take coupons? This one's expired. I don't have enough money, but let me check. Let me go into my purse that has all my change. And I'm like, lady, how much is it? I will pay the fucking bill.
Yeah, I've been there.
I gotta get out of here. Here's the money. And she's like, oh, you're so nice. I'm like, no, I have two hot Asians waiting for me. I was gonna make it a foursome. I was like, come on, just go.
Join in. How old was she?
She was like in her 80s. She had she's an elderly lady.
Nice.
So then, like, I finally get the condoms. Yeah, she would have loved it. So I got the condoms and I run out, and the Asian girls, I couldn't find them. No, I couldn't find them. I was like freaking out. And then, like, and I go to like where I think this girl's house is, and she was there, and she was already going, they're going down on each other.
Oh.
Yeah. And they let me in, and
why did they leave you there? Because they couldn't wait, they said?
I guess they couldn't wait. They just wanted to start.
And they were bisexual?
Literally, they were bisexual,
so horny.
Yeah.
Literally, me so horny.
Were they friends before that? Were they comics?
She was like, I think she may have been her cousin.
Oh. No.
Like a step cousin? I think there she was. It was something like that.
There's no sperm. No sperm. Who cares?
Yeah.
I met some girls here when I was separated from my wife. These two girls, they were like, I go, that's your friend? It was her cousin. I forget what country they were from, but they were definitely brown. And then it was her cousin. And they would go on these trips to New York, and then they would like get one room, and they would like fool around with each other. So they like get wherever they were from. People wouldn't talk. They were just going on a shopping trip, and they would fuck each other.
What?
Oh, that sounds nice. When you were done with your two girls, when you lay back in bed, you go, wow, you Orientals sure know your stuff.
Orientals.
Yeah.
To really seal
it. They make you some chop suey.
Do I get a free egg roll with this?
Yeah.
Or soda?
So many Asians.
Yeah. Half an hour later, I'm horny again.
As soon as I can. This is for General Zhao.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Charlie's in the bush.
Asian women are good, though.
It was great. It was amazing. It was the best night of my life. Oh, yeah. It was a surprise threesome. They actually met me I was at a comedy club. Okay. And I was waiting to go on stage. And they're like, they're sitting in the audience. They're like, come sit with us. I'm sitting in the back. And they just like start making out with me and with each other. And
where are they from?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I mean, they're American.
Right.
They're American Asian. They don't want to.
They disappeared
anymore.
Into the night.
Yeah, that was like a one time thing, you know?
Just roaming the streets looking for guys.
Yeah. They moved on.
They would show up every night and be like, I'm wearing condoms. Ready.
I'm ready now. No more waiting at CVS.
They could literally just go around, just get it. Just
get anybody they want. Yeah, they get
two Asian girls.
They're hot as hell.
Yeah.
And so I'm like in the back with them, and the three of us are just making out. And the manager had to go to me. He's like, listen, Alan, I know this is like a once in a lifetime thing for you. You know, it's like a miracle. He's like insulting me. I'm like, it's not that big of a miracle. That's all right.
I call this Wednesday.
Yeah, this is like, he's like, yeah, no one can believe this is happening for you. But that in mind, like, you can't do this because the entire audience stopped paying attention to the comics.
They're
just watching the three of us, you know, make out in the back.
Broadway?
It was at
Greenwich
Village Comedy Club.
That's a little club anyway.
Yeah. It's a big distraction.
Oh, anything happens like that, people are like, hey!
Have you ever fucked in or done anything at a comedy club in a bathroom or anything?
No.
No? I did once at the Grizzly Pear in the bathroom.
That's so sad.
With these
disgusting.
So gross. With these two older, like, cougar types.
Nice.
And but they saw me at a show. They went to the Grizzly Pear, were sitting just, like, in that audience area, and they're making noise. They're, like, a little too annoying. And the comic who's on stage is like, guys, why don't you just take Alan into the bathroom and just fucking blow him? And they're like, okay, fine. And they took me to the bathroom and start blowing me. And they're like, what's going on? How come you can't finish? And I'm like, I hate this guy's act. I could hear it through the bathroom. I'm like, this guy is such a hack. I can't take it.
I'm a premature ejaculator. I should try doing that. I should put on like.
Yeah.
God. I'll give you a few comics. So you could delay your.
Todd Barry. Exactly.
Todd Barry will prolong any sex session.
Disgusting.
This is a miracle, honey. 2 hours later, it's like, I'm like, let me put on Gallagher 2.
Put on anybody from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. I think you'll be right.
God.
Yeah.
Ironically, I'm not getting her done. Like, I'm not getting her done at all. This is great.
Got it. We got it.
Thanks. Okay.
Anyway, well, we covered a lot today.
We had a good show, I think.
Yeah, what a show.
Yeah.
Always bring the heat. Thank you.
We unpacked a lot.
We did. That was
lovely. We're going to go do another podcast after this.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even know. You don't have to go to the comic strip and do it.
Is it What the Fuck with Mark Maron?
Wouldn't it be great?
That'd be something. Really.
You done that yet?
No, they were trying to get me on a show, but he's out there. I can't. A lot
you
of shows
do
are
it.
Out there.
So go. Who cares?
Oh, I'm not going to go out
there. Think an ISDN
good
you
exposure
win.
For this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't really like him. He don't really like me, so.
But he's done shows with, like, people he hasn't liked or had problems with. Maron.
Yeah.
What, Louie? No, he's friends with Louie.
Now he is. Remember they had
were
a big famous thing?
They were, yeah, but they were always friends. He was just playing that up. Like
he's a staunch Republican. And he had Obama on his show. That was a real get.
Huh?
He's a staunch Republican, and he had Who Obama is? On his show.
Maron?
Yeah.
He's not a staunch Republican.
I'm just joking around. My God.
That was a really good one.
You said it twice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get fucked in the ass this morning, okay? I jerked myself up 4 times. MomPOV.com.
He got cocky after that stable joke.
He gets really a little cranky if he doesn't have alcohol. It's like a fat dude. He's not eating for an hour and a half.
I'm going to have Pinot Grigio, Nick. Back on the F train.
You're going to have Pinot Grigio?
Look a little. You look a little.
Some gay wines, man. Right? Rosé, Pinot. No, yeah.
I need an Alabama slammer. Sober. David, thank you for coming by.
You took the train in?
David.
Yeah, the train, you can't beat the train, can you?
We drove.
Is this in between work? You're off today?
Man. It's the whole day off.
What are you doing after this, David? You going to go to a strip club or something?
No, I'm going to stick around and watch that show.
Oh, cool. That's good.
You're nice.
No, he's not doing his show today.
Okay. Are you serious?
No, because he's in California.
That's right.
You can catch a pre-tape with Joe Rogan today at 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Pre-tape with Joe Rogan. It's today?
Yeah.
When's he doing Rogan's show out there?
I want to say the 30th, but I'm not sure.
Well, then just say it if you want to. I wish I could laugh like Esther Koo.
That's
so you ever hear, I mean, it's such a cliche.
She should tell you the Amy Schumer stuff.
No, it's such a cliche that you just, yeah, and then you hear Asian women on the train, and they all have the same laugh. They all fucking laugh like, they cover their mouth, your yellow fucking teeth. But I'd fuck them anyway. Yeah.
Give them a nice little cream pie.
You think?
Do you know Alan Fuchs? I'd say to them.
Oh my God.
He's fucked at least 2 Asians.
2.
Did you fuck them to summation?
What do you mean?
Completion.
My completion. I don't know about them.
And then you fucked them both with
and
a
what condom? And then we end up not using the condoms.
Oh, you raw dogged them?
Yeah.
Good for you.
So after all that, they just wanted to see if you would do it.
Yeah. It was so weird. No, no. I just was like, I just couldn't do it with the condoms.
You just trust I couldn't.
Yeah, it didn't work without
the
condom.
The guy with the horse, how do you fuck a horse with a condom? Like, I would lose my erection. Nice. They'd be like,
you gotta be really into horses. I wonder if he's more turned on by certain horses.
You know,
does he wear like the Kentucky Derby? Does he like
secretariat?
He's like, does he get starstruck?
Jerking off to Black Beauty. Like, oh man!
He's like, oh my God, that's like such an A-list horse. I can never get secretariat.
Quick. You see the haunches on that?
Like fucking Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Does he look like? Does he Google secretariat and like try to see if there are like any dick pics?
Yeah.
You try to spit in the horse's mouth too. It's kind of awkward. You can't really missionary a horse.
You got to come all the way around.
Anal? Do you do anal? Like after you're bored fucking the horse the regular way?
Yeah,
I think you gotta do anal, right? Don't you?
Yeah.
Do you need lube for horse anal?
You have to.
Everything's wet. I feel like everything's wet and sweaty.
But I feel like the shit coming out of a horse's ass is always dry. Like,
oh my God!
This guy was fucking a male horse anyway. So wouldn't you wouldn't you just fuck a horse in the ass anyway? Isn't our ass more exposed? Isn't our ass in a bag?
Where would
I tell you? It's still being a horse and getting fucked in like some like Colombian village. That probably still beats being a horse in New York City in one of those like carriages.
Village.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like,
it never run off. The horse seems very satisfied.
Horse backs up on it.
Probably can't feel it.
Yeah, these are the sluttiest horses in all of Southern Indiana. They're putting lipstick on the horse, you know what I mean? A little Axe body spray for the gay guys.
It just like gives you like a lap dance and starts grinding against it. Before you take it out, it's just like rubbing against your cock.
Like flossing your teeth with his hair and his fucking tail, you know?
You know what? There's a lady who was really into horse fucking, and she went on Craigslist looking for horses. And yeah, and she would like turn a lot of them down. Like she had high standards.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Women are very picky.
That's a mule.
Even when they're fucking a horse.
Even they're fucking a horse.
That'd be the right horse.
Lower your standards. Jesus.
That's a mule. What are you doing to me?
Yeah.
I drove all the way out here for this. This is not even on my bus line.
The time I hit a deer, it was one deer chasing another deer.
Right.
And it was like, so even in the deer world, they won't just fuck you. No. They're like, no. Let's play some fucking sex games and run across the Garden State Parkway.
And I've seen a lot of deer fawning over other deer.
Oh.
Oh, this guy. I must be a little drunk because even I found that.
That was
amusing.
Kind of funny. Yeah, yeah. That was
but like, even I think even in the animal kingdom, if female won't just fuck anybody. You know what I mean? You got to either play a game. They're not just gonna be like, not just gonna be like you get drunk at a comedy club.
Yeah, that's where peacocking. That's where peacocking comes from.
Self-esteem, and then they'll fuck you.
This guy peacocked for you, right?
What peacock?
This comedian? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Peacocking?
What did he do? He did a good set for her?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like if you see like a hot, like when I had those two agents in the audience, I'm like, fucking hits. I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? I better have a good set. Yeah.
That's how I met my wife. Biggest mistake I ever made, but doing my good stuff that night.
Exactly, your best set, your worst life.
I would have just tanked that night.
Exactly.
Three, like, no kids.
Panamanians in here, you're all cunts. Check, please.
Coolo.
Coolo.
All right, what's your show again?
You guys got...
You don't know the name of it. You're on the fucking show.
So I don't know exactly the name. The sex and
the week in sex. The week.
What happens every week?
Every week we talk about sex.
The week.
But what happens week by week? What changes?
It's like everyone. People are fucking. You know, even if we don't fuck, we have porn stars. We have therapists, writers. We have comics. We bring in.
What have you learned about talking to all these people? What have you learned the basics about sex?
The basics?
It's not a complicated thing. Young people want to put their dicks into things.
Yeah,
right?
We've learned some stuff.
Old people don't.
Not they don't. They really don't. Not as much as young people.
Oh,
no, my aunt's 68. She blows her husband like once a week.
Your aunt's a whore. We've established that. No, I'm saying I'm saying after a while you're like I see people kissing on the street. Mm. I'm like, what are they doing? Yes. Like, I really do get confused. I'm like, what are you doing to yourself?
Here we go, County. Can I hit you? Can I ask you like a legitimate question? I don't even know why.
Yeah, dog.
I need your opinion on this one, but
are we getting serious now?
Well, here's the thing.
Do you want her opinions on Gaza?
No. Yeah, but no, I wouldn't mind seeing your landing strip.
Oh boy.
Hey-o.
What, dude?
Okay, here we go. So on the show, like over the the year and a half or whatever I've been doing the show with Kevin, I've often talked about how large my penis is.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And there have been...
Does it touch the water when you sit down on the toilet?
Want to show her the dick and see what she thinks?
Yeah, show me a picture.
Just go into the corner.
Am I going to the corner? Show her?
My question. Let me just get through it.
Okay.
So basically, my question is, because I am married, I love my wife very much, I don't cheat on my wife, but the only way for us to legitimately prove that I do in fact have, it's not a huge penis, but it's much larger than I think than most men.
You want me to look at it?
I don't want you to do anything. But okay. What I'm asking you, my question is, if I were to have someone, because the only way you can do it is we have somebody in here, and we like go in the bathroom and close the door, and like somebody shows me their ass or something, and I kind of work up a boner. That's it. So is that, like, should I approach my wife with that and be like, look, for the show, I think I need to look at, like, whatever.
I guess you can't really do it. There's got to be consent involved, but would your wife be okay with that? You can't just look at a picture of her and get hard?
Her? No. God, no.
You jerk off four times a day, but you can't get hard?
I can get hard, but, like, I'd have to, maybe I could look at porn or something.
Yeah, that would be the...
Porn?
You know, you're going to drag your...
All you'd ever do is talk about porn. You act like this pornography.
You know,
I've heard.
You're going to drag your poor wife into this?
Bring my iPad Pro into the studio.
But what are you saying? What's the question?
The question is, should I, before I go down this road, because I do know women that would help me with this, should I like ask my wife and be like, hey, I'm not going to touch anybody, but I'm going to look at somebody's ass and I'm going to produce an erection. And then, because otherwise it's hard for me to see. Like, I can't really.
No, here's what you do. You go across the street, go to a massage place, let her fucking get you right before you come, and then have her take a picture.
A picture of my penis? I probably won't run for office at some point. I'm only 45.
Oh my
God. No, just 45? Your dick. It's wow. Just your dick. Just your dick. It's not going to take your whole face.
You don't have
face.
To put your face in there.
Okay. Further consideration.
Give her your phone.
Okay.
I get.
Have her jerk you off right before you come. You have her take a picture.
It's like worse.
I guess you're.
That's much better because they're professionals and they might be sidelining in photography.
I guess.
I know someone who does dick pics for a living.
Really?
Yeah. She'll like dress it up. Should put a costume on it.
Heard about this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well,
so talk to him after the show.
Mike Green, because it's the Incredible Hulk.
What?
Make mine green because it's Incredible Hulk.
Oh, boy.
At Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. Of course, the Brian McCarthy interview show. Thanks to Compound Media. Misery Loves Company. BrianPMcCarthy.com. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God. That's the worst fucking
I know. Well,
plugs I've ever seen. Anyway, it's like
plugs.
I said.
We get some can we do our plugs?
Yeah, at the beginning of the show, I was saying, you know, about this. So feel free to sign up to my Patreon, MLC, Patreon/MLC podcast.
We're like 800 and change now, right?
No, 600. We're almost at 600. And, you know, so it'd be great for the season of giving. You don't even have to listen to MLC podcasts. It's a similar show, and but you know it's just extra, yep. And it's $3 a month or more. You can give as much as you want. If you give
$1,000,
give $20 or higher, we read out your name.
Yep.
And because you're special to us, you're the silver lining or what is it? Gold plate or what is
gold star.
Gold star.
Yeah, gold star.
Oh, that's
you got a medal of honor.
That's what do we call it? Platinum elite. Is that United?
You could call them there the SS of
Kevin Brennan 666. Kevin Brennan 666 on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah.
Right, what do you got?
I'm doing Chip Chipperson December 7th in Philadelphia. I just got that.
Oh shit.
Hell yeah.
Don't get mad. I'm getting money. They're paying me money.
Cool, dude.
Oh, they pay you money to do that show?
But I think he's using me because I'm from Philadelphia.
Are you guest hosting it?
No, I think I do. I think I do stand up before the show just to get the crowd going. But I think they're using me because Louis did the same thing. Louis's like, "Hey, you want to do a want to open for me in Philadelphia?" I go, "Yeah." And then after that, I was like, "Yeah, I'll be in Albany." You're not from Albany, are you?
Should have been like, "Yeah, I love it. I went to Albany High School."
Yeah, I went to Albany State University College.
Do you still talk to Louis?
Yeah, I just had lunch with him.
Okay.
Ooh. So December 7th, which is a week from this Friday, I'll be. Kumia's there. And Norton, I don't know who else. But so I think they're using me. But I need the money because I'm banned from the Comedy Cellar.
No.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. What?
Oh, no.
What do you mean? You're shitting me.
No, I'm not. Everybody knows what you guys.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. All right.
Cool. That's hardcore, man.
That sucks. And you almost want to fuck me, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Because I know women are like, "Oh, that's cool. That's
you should have lied to her." Yeah.
Oh, it's edgy. It's edgy that I'm banned. Even I think it's edgy.
It's a bad boy.
Wow.
I'm a bad
fuck
boy.
A horse.
Give us your
I thought Gnome was in your corner.
See
all right.
My motorcycle? You know how the Jews are. They're fickle.
He goes up to a jukebox and hits it and turns right on.
You said jukebox?
Yeah,
Jews and horse fuckers. Very fickle people.
Let's pussy out of this. What do you got? Come on.
All right, guys. Check us out. We're going to be at Rob's Comedy Playhouse this Friday and Saturday.
Rob has a playhouse?
Rob's got a playhouse, guys. Got a jungle gym and comedy.
He's got Pee Wee Herman.
Ball pit. Come on. Come on down, guys. Rob's Comedy Playhouse in Buffalo.
And listen to The Week in Sex on iTunes.
It's a great show.
Thank you.
Even if you don't like sex.
Follow Keanu C. Thompson and Alan Fuchs on all the social
A-double-L-A-N and F-U-K-S.
Keanu C.
That's your name on Twitter and Facebook, Alan Fuchs.
Alan Fuchs.
Two L's and K at the end.
A-L-L-A-N-F-U-K-S. Peace.
I got blisters on my finger!